EAA announces staffing changes. Lockheed Martin plans 540 layoffs. And Frontier Airlines will shed over 200 jobs in Milwaukee. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, September 28, 2011. EAA has realigned its publications and air venture planning staff. Mac McClellan, former editor-in-chief of Flying Magazine, who since last year has been a contributor to EAA publications, has been named director of publications full-time. Mary Jones, who has been EAA's director of publications for the past 2 years, remains on as executive editor for the publications group. EAA Young Eagles co-chairman Jeff Skiles will begin contributing a monthly column for Sport Aviation based on his own aviation experiences, starting with the October issue. And Adam Smith, who previously was responsible for the publications area, has been named VP of Air Venture Features and Attractions and will take on many of the Air Venture organizing duties handled by former EAA president and chairman Tom Poperesny prior to his retirement in July. Lockheed Martin announced on Monday there will be about 540 reductions in employment across its aeronautics business area as part of a plan to trim the organization and improve operational efficiency. The greatest impacts are occurring at the larger sites in Fort Worth, Marietta, and Palmdale. Lockheed Martin currently has more than 28,000 employees. Employees affected by this action are expected to depart the company by the end of the year. In June, the company announced a target reduction of about 1,500 positions by year's end and got more than 450 takers when it offered an early out incentive. Frontier Airlines will shed 213 jobs in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, beginning in November, according to documents filed Friday with the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. The positions lost come from various Frontier divisions at General Mitchell International Airport, including maintenance and commissary. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that some of those are union employees who will have bumping rights associated with seniority. Frontier says it plans to reduce departures from Milwaukee from 67 to 45 daily, which will idle six ERJ-145 regional jets. The Obama administration's pandering to those who don't understand the role of business aviation in the economy is finally getting the attention of the general media, and Republicans are catching on that there may be political points to be scored in standing behind the industry. Not surprisingly, a GOP lawmaker from aviation-dependent Kansas is among the first to go for those points. According to a report in The Hill, Representative Mike Pompeo of the Kansas 4th District took the House floor to comment, quote, "He demonizes general aviation users. He calls them corporate fat cat jet owners at every turn. But it's not impacting the folks who use those as business tools. It's impacting the people who build these airplanes. His rhetoric kills sales of American manufactured goods, and with them the jobs that are created when those airplanes are built," unquote. Pompeo also blasted Obama's proposed $100 per takeoff user fee for flights involving ATC. Quote, "At a time when America's got unemployment of 1 in 6 or more, it's no time to add taxes on folks who are trying to fly their airplanes around this country, to get from Topeka to Des Moines, to get to small towns, to support American manufacturing," unquote. Still ahead, NASA picks an architect for its new consolidated campus. The Culpeper Virginia Airfest finalizes its performer lineup. And is the term nuisance alligator not a little bit redundant? You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, September 28th. I'm Paul Plack. A resident of Burlington, Connecticut, is proving out that old saying that forgiveness is easier to get than permission. Businessman Paul Blanchette wants to fly his Robinson R-44 from a helipad at his new home on Ventress Way, just as he did from his previous home on Daniel Trace. But his neighbors are rallying against him. The Hartford Courant reports the neighbors have organized as the Burlington Residential Airspace Safety Organization, a name which seems ripe for a showdown with the FAA over federal precedent in controlling airspace. They're asking the town council to create an ordinance banning aviation activity in residential areas. One problem with that approach is that aviation activities have historically been allowed in other parts of town. First Select Woman Catherine Bergstrom notes Blanchette has complied with all relevant ordinances in operating his aircraft from his previous address, and notes, quote, any enforcement action at this time would be selective and inconsistent with past practice, unquote. The neighbors are stretching it a bit to make their case. One says he fears the helicopter will start a forest fire, shutting off the only access by road to the neighborhood and trapping residents in their homes. Blanchette says he would address his neighbors' concerns, but so far they haven't been willing to talk to him. He's made it clear he's willing to adhere to an existing FAA limit of 36 takeoffs and landings per year from residential areas. The Burlington Board of Selectmen voted this week to table discussion of a new ordinance pending further consideration. NASA has selected Hunton Brady Architects, PA of Orlando, Florida, to provide design, engineering, and other professional services required to develop a central campus complex at NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. The complex will consolidate facilities and will be designed to earn the U.S. Green Building Council's Leadership in Environmental and Energy Design Silver status and strive for the highest achievable rating based on life cycle costs. The new indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract was effective September 27th, with a 5-year base ordering period and potentially 5 1-year options. The maximum potential value of the contract is $25 million. Michael Dale, director of the Culpeper Virginia Airfest, says organizers have locked down two headline acts for their October 8th air show, Knoll's Aviation's Sea Harrier and Red Star and the Dragon. From the official show website, quote, retired Marine Colonel Art Knoll's will be bringing back the awesome Harrier, and over 30 World War II-era military aircraft will evoke memories of a past time in America's valiant history. A new feature will be a massed gathering of formations of these aircraft, providing a wonderful spectacle of sight and sound not seen in Virginia for many years, unquote. Red Star and the Dragon features an L-29 subsonic Cold War-era fighter, a model supplied to the Soviet and Czech air forces, and a BAC-167 Strike Master jet trainer in choreographed dogfight routines. Entrance is free, and the gates open at 9 a.m. Saturday, October 8th. Culpeper Airport is located at 12517 Beverly Ford Road in Brandy Station, Virginia. And finally today, here's a term that may be unique to Florida, nuisance alligator. At a parking lot at Vero Beach Municipal Airport, used by about 800 employees of Piper Aircraft each day, a security guard encountered a 4-foot alligator under a parked car on Monday. Police Sergeant Bill Offit responded and tried to snag the gator's snout in a rope loop at the end of a pole. Instead, the gator bit the rope and wouldn't let go. T.C. Palm reports Offit then pulled the flopping reptile out of its hiding spot, held his jaws shut with one foot, and wrapped it shut with the only thing he had immediately available, a roll of medical gauze. Bystanders ran for some tape to effect a more secure restraint. At one time, alligators were considered endangered in Florida. They're back now in numbers which make them as big a nuisance in Florida as white-tailed deer have become in many other states. T.C. Palm reports the alligator found Monday will be destroyed, according to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. Florida allows trappers to kill nuisance alligators 4 feet or longer and sell the meat and hide to pay for their work. But one thing you should not allow, if you're in Florida with your kids and one of them kicks a ball over a fence surrounding a retention pond, don't let them climb in to get it. That's the latest from Aero News. If you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Platt. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.